USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's governor and lieutenant governor have rejected calls to convene a special session of the state's legislature to overturn the results of the presidential election. Governor Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said that the courts were the only viable avenue to challenge the results of the election, refusing to call a special session for the General Assembly to select a separate slate of presidential electors. But Jenna Ellis says that's not something Kemp has the power to do. The senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign tells Newsmax TV that the legislature can meet to select electors without Kemp's permission.
So it is really important that Governor Kemp act, but as far as the presidential election and the delegates, the governor does not have any power. The state legislature can run a resolution itself and can simply notify Congress that they are sending a separate slate of delegates according to their will, their power, and their authority. The governor has absolutely no power to act in that case.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.